Hello everyone from Carmen Iglesias Radio AEIOU. Today we have three special visitors with us. They are Diamanto, Maria and Levki. They are three teachers from Cyprus and they have come all the way across the Mediterranean to visit us.
Wow, we are so lucky! Kalimera! Welcome to Carmen Iglesias Radio. Will we ask you some questions about your experience here?
What similarities did you see between your classes in Cyprus and the classes in your school, in our school?
First of all, children, happy faces. We have children like you, of all ages, very happy and very eager to learn.
Mm-hmm. We also have a specific timetable like you. In each class we have 25 students. And
and the school schedule is mostly similar. Like breaks or lessons.
Okay.
What are the new things you learned from your experience in Carmen Iglesias?
New thing for me and very interesting is that you have two teachers in the classrooms. We only have one, which is very good for you to have two teachers helping you. Yes, this is very important and helpful, especially when you're learning also a foreign language, not only the lessons in your mother language, but also in a foreign language, which is English, right? This is very good.
Mm-hmm. I've also noticed that the children are using books from a young age, from 6 years old. They can read instructions and specific paragraphs. I was really impressed about that.
For me, it's mostly the use of the technology you have here in your school. For the use of the technology of in the pre-primary classes, the boards.
What is the thing or things you like the most about our school?
I really liked a lot of things. First of all, I've noticed that it's a happy school, full of colors and creative activities. Moreover, the school is very organized with a specific timetable and daily habits. I was impressed also by the music as a signal for the two breaks and by the radio station. And lastly, I was impressed by the high English level of the students and their communicational skills.
Very nice. I think our colleague said everything. And what is obvious is that you are happy and pleased with your school. And this we could see from your faces and the way you move around in the school. Yes. Well done.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The same with my colleagues, and also that I was very impressed about the TV room.
Yes.
And the videos you are making. Excellent.
Thanks.
What language do you speak in Cyprus? Do you also teach English there?
Mm-hmm. We speak Greek in Cyprus. Greek with an accent. Okay, Cyprus is a Greek, speaks Greek. We are an island, okay? And we also speak English as a second language. So children learn English at school.
I have a question.
Yes.
Cyprus is like a second Greece?
No, it's an independent country.
Okay.
Although we have the same habits,
yes.
The same culture, and the same language, but with an accent.
Okay.
And we also teach English there twice a week for each class.
Mm-hmm. In pre-primary schools, we don't have an English lesson, but we have clean lessons. Clean lessons are showers. We talk in English through the lessons. And this helps the children to learn a foreign language by a playful way.
Okay. I think it's similar to the way you learn the language, yeah, the English language, mm-hmm, right?
Yes, mm-hmm, I think.
Good, very nice.
What age are your students?
I'm teaching in primary education. So my students are 6 to 12 years old.
My students are from 3 to 6 years old. We teach in an infant school, or as we call it, pre-primary school.
My children are the same age as Yamantos.
What do Cypriot students like to do in their free time? Mm-hmm.
They really like different kind of subjects, like football, dancing, music,
sports. And because, as I said before, Cyprus is an island, many children in the afternoon do sports that have to do with the sea. They do rowing, they do sailing, they do kayak, they play in the yards, they meet with their friends, and I suppose they like computers and playing games.
In Nicosia, where I live, it doesn't have sea around, so it's a little bit difficult. So students are occupied with activities like dancing, sports, karate, music, lessons.
What is your favorite subject to teach?
Personally, I really love health education and English lesson as well.
For me, it's music. And I like music because children like music. They respond very easily to all other subjects. So whatever I teach, either it's mathematics or science, I always use music as a mean to learn other things.
For me, it's storytelling and mathematics mostly.
What is the thing you like the most about Spain?
I guess we liked everything about Spain.
Yes,
we are. You're very lucky.
First of all, the people, they are very kind. The food, it's so delicious, and the sweets. And flamenco dances. I really like this kind of dance.
And the weather. You have very good weather. Although today mm-hmm. is a rainy day, but it's a nice rainy day. Yes.
It's like our weather.
Yes, it's similar.
Similar. And I also like the beautiful architecture you have here, the beautiful buildings.
What is the best thing you recommend us to do if we ever go to Cyprus?
Mm-hmm. You can visit the beautiful places around Cyprus, places like Paphos, Famagusta, Limassol.
You can visit the mountains.
Mm-hmm. You can combine the mountains and the sea if you love swimming.
And if you come to Nicosia, you can visit the old town. It's within the walls, mm-hmm. so it's very beautiful. Beautiful buildings there.
You can also taste our traditional food,
which is
like souvla,
souvlaki, macaronia du furnu, macaroni. You know macaroni?
Yes, food is excellent in Cyprus
and sweets also.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to come back to our school another time?
Of course.
We would like to cooperate with you in the future.
And you're welcome. You're welcome to come with your teachers and visit our country and our schools. It would be our pleasure to have
of
you
course.
In our schools and our country.
Mm-hmm.
We will be pleased to meet you again. It's been great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you a lot.
Hope to see you soon.
Evaristo, we hope to see you soon.
Muchas gracias.
Evaristume.
Evaristume. Thank you.
Well done, children.